ultra portable. There's smaller ones, there's lighter ones, there's bigger ones, but it's designed to be a field radio. It, like I said, it runs on batteries, and it takes the same batteries as ICOM ID52 and ID50. So you can hot swap those. It's got a DC pin and a USB port for charging. So I run mine on a little 4.5-amp BioNO in the field to get 10 watts, and that'll last me pretty much 4 or 5 hours if it needs to. In a POV cage, so it's got a full enclosure on it, and it's got this, like, acrylic cover for the screen. It'll fit in a, if you go on Amazon, it's called a Maxpedition water bottle pouch. That's what I used to do POTA in with mine. So I would put the radio in that, and I'd have a couple small side pouches. And it would have my battery, my little wire antenna, and like everything I needed to go do an activation. So super duper small. It sits on my desk on a little Manfrotto desktop tripod. And absolutely love the thing. I was playing with it this weekend, actually. They're super expensive, and they're not great at any one thing. So if it's, I would recommend it as a first HF radio, because if you truly want to get into HF, QRP is super frustrating if you don't have good setups, which... That's not to say you can't have a good setup for very, very inexpensive. It's just 100 watts gets you a lot farther.